Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome to the show today, everyone. We are broadcasting live from BBS Radio. So glad that you're with us. Shanti Rose is with us today, and she has so graciously offered to give free readings to callers. So if you'd like to call in to our show today, the number's on bbsradio.com, or here it is, I'll read it off to you, 888-627-6008. If you'd like to call in to Station 1 on BBS, we'd love to give you a free reading today. So today's topic, I think, is a great one for this time of year. We are just on the cusp of Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. We have the family holiday run about to start. We have so many company parties, friends and family events. And you know, with all of these things coming up, the holidays, just end of the year, any kind of work stress, any kind of stress you're feeling for the current events or things going on in your personal life, we wanted to talk to Shanti today about inner harmony and well-being. She has some great tips. So we're going to talk about that topic, but please feel free to call in because we will definitely take your call for a free reading. So Shanti Rose has over 15 years experience helping people as an intuitive life coach. She is also a professional clairvoyant, soul level, and heart path intuitive. If you would like to find out more information about Shanti and her offerings, please visit her site at www.mysticnotes.com, or you can call her at 831-728-4570. Shanti, I'm so glad you're on the show today. Welcome to the program.
Oh, well, thank you, Christina, and I really want to thank you for this wonderful opportunity, and I'm very excited to do the show with you today.
Well, I am excited as well because, you know, I clicked right away with you, and we really look at things in such a similar light. And I think that you can really help people right now because the work that you do is very supportive in their life path. Could you tell us a little bit about what you do for people?
Well, what I do is, you know, I am a natural clairvoyant, and even as a child, I would get a lot of intuitive information about people, places, and things. But as a child, there wasn't a lot of support in the culture for being psychic. So it took me, getting older to be able to find a place to offer these gifts. And the way I help people is my kind of intuition is kind of like a laser. Like if I get a name, I get a month and date of birth, I can really look at an individual, or if they want me to look at a partner or a family member or a friend, I can also look at that also. So my intuition kind of just zeroes in and I pick up on the energy field. Now, once in a while, there's people that are very protected and it's more difficult to look at them because if a person does not want to be read, it's very difficult to do so. So on some level, there has to be a permission from the person to let that information flow. So when the information flows, usually the first few things I tell a person, they have some questions. And then we can zero in on that and go in depth on some issues that are on the table for them.
Well, I like the fact you brought up that if they're, you know, blocking or they're not open to the reading, how it can, you're not able to pick up as much information. And I like to compare it to, imagine if you go in for a massage and you show up for your massage and you're like all clenched up, tight fist, tight neck,
right.
You know, in the fetal position, right? Stressed out. No matter what that therapist tries, you think you're going to get the best massage? No, you're resisting. And so, you know, I feel that is the same way with energy work and intuitive readings, is if you can trust to open up to the flow, you can get some, you know, much better healing or reading.
Yes. Also, you have to respect where the person is at. To some people, it's a real new thing, and, you know, you want to respect that. And other people are just open for, you know, the deepest information, and so you can go with that flow.
Well, let's talk about a little bit about, you do some work with soul level and heart path healing. Can you talk a little bit about that before we get into our topic today?
Yes, the soul level readings that I do, again, my work is very direct, and because of my clairvoyance, I really can go to the heart of issues, you know, pretty quickly. So the soul level is the deeper level of what makes a person tick. And for any of us, the deepest level is where we can make the best progress if we want to make any changes, because it's not on the surface, superficial level. It's at the core of what is running us at the current time. So if we can get to the core of what these issues are, then if we're ready and able and willing, we can make some shifts. If things are just done on the surface, it's only going to be a surface change. If the insights are on the soul level, then the person has the opportunity to make a change on the soul level, which is going to turn things around faster than the surface level. So the soul level type of insights, I think, are very key. In fact, key is a good word. They're kind of the key that can unlock the door. Okay? So, and that's what I see the purpose of intuition being. Because in this life, everybody, especially these days, we've got like a million things every day to deal with, a million distractions. Everything's pulling our energy in every direction. So if we can get to the core of who we are, that's where we can make some changes for being, for having a more positive and fulfilling life. Because it grounds us. It grounds us more. It's on the core level.
You know, you go to business school if you wanted to want to learn business. If you have, you know, issues with emotions, you go to an expert, a therapist or psychologist, you know, if you want to learn more about, you know, how to get through issues. And I look at intuitive life coaches as life coaching with a twist. I love it because sometimes you can see things that gets past just the surface talking, you know, and I love people like you that do this type of work, because sometimes, you know, with that clairvoyant touch that you add to your life coaching, you could cut through to what might take a traditional life coach 5 sessions to get to. You can zero right in on some of those core issues.
Yes, that's true. And also, I believe the universe sends a person to who they should work with. Because some people are not ready for the core issues, okay? It might frighten them, okay? They might not want to know that information. So they might work with a more traditional life coach without the, without the intuition. So, you know, I honor all the avenues that people find help with.
So let me ask you, what have you found recently that most of the issues that people who come to you are dealing with?
Well, you know, in my work overall, a lot of people come to me for love and relationship issues. And I would say that's a good 90% of what I do. And then, of course, once I start looking at the love and relationship issues for the person, the other things also come up. But for a lot of people, that's the first thing that they want to ask about. You know, and the first thing that they want to address in their lives, okay? So I have found, especially recently, because with all the changes that are going on in the world, and of course right now we're in a very strong transition into things being more positive, being more inner soul oriented for the world as a whole. We are in a great transition, and for everybody it's kind of putting us through the washing machine. All the things that we need to look at, all the things that we need to be processing are being stirred up. And even on the world level, we can see that. We can see it with all the wars that are going on, with the Ebola, which, you know, is a manifestation. And every day on the news, there's all these things that are bubbling up to the surface for the world as a whole. So right now, we're all being asked to, you know, look within, find those issues, and to make an effort to make some transitions. So that's what I see is going on right now. And I do not see anybody that's unaffected for these world transitions and things that are happening right now. It's affecting everybody.
I really have come to that understanding recently, that even the real, you know, I'm in kind of a group that's real focused on self-improvement and spirituality, but I'm noticing even people that I know who really aren't focused on that and are not as sensitive energetically to a solar flare or to, you know, astrology or whatever, that they're kind of going through some turbulent times as well.
Well, that's true, because even if people have no belief systems about self-improvement or the New Age or metaphysics, we're all in the same world. So all these changes are affecting everybody, even if mentally they reject those kinds of ideas, okay? Because, you know, we're all in this together no matter what our belief system is. And these changes are going beyond anybody's mental belief systems. And you have to have compassion for those people that are more traditional, because in some ways I think the transitions are much harder on them because they haven't opened the door yet. The rest of us that have been in personal development and self-help, I mean, we've been working on ourselves for quite a while. Wouldn't you agree?
Definitely.
Yeah. So, you know, I have compassion for those people, and, you know, I always see with them, I try, even if some of them are difficult, I try to look through that difficulty and see their humanity and see that even if their behavior sometimes is hard to accept, that, you know, they're doing the best they can.
So, you know, this time of year brings up a lot in people, and let's talk about people that are going through maybe relationship issues. Maybe they're having trouble in their relationship, or they're lonely because they would really like a relationship and they are not in one. What would be some tips you could give them for bringing in that inner harmony and more well-being, so they're not focused on the, you know, the lack or the pain?
Well, what I do, because I do get calls from people like that, okay? And if I look at them, usually there's some kind of a blockage. Now, I do not tell them that because I'm very compassionate in my readings. And we all have blockages in different ways, okay? And some people that are looking to manifest a relationship, sometimes they need to do a clearing of past relationships first, okay? And there's certain very simple, direct, and grounded ceremonies they can do. For those types of individuals, I usually ask that they write a page about past relationships, the good, the bad, put some names if you like, and just fill up a page, or if it takes 5 pages, fill it up. But just do it very free form and stream of consciousness. And then at the end of the once they've done their page or pages, to make the statement, I agree with all the above. Then I have them sign their name. And then what I have them do is to read over the paper to themselves and then state to themselves, I'm now ready to release these energies. And what I suggest to them is if there's a safe place to burn it, that they burn it. The burning is not negativity, it's to transmute the energy. Okay, like when we cook food, it transmutes the energy, right?
Right.
You know, when we cook the food, okay? So to burn or dispose of the paper is to offer it up to the higher forces. And I also have them have on hand a red or green candle, which symbolizes new beginnings, and to light that candle and to say, I now attract my happiest and highest future. And I have them light that candle for a week, the same hour every day or evening as a reinforcement. So for people that are looking for love, that's actually quite powerful because it helps on a very deep level. Again, these are soul level practices. I mean, it may sound very odd or very simple, but it actually gives the person an opportunity to clear their subconscious of that energy. Also, I have them state very strongly, I wish that person and myself or people listed on these pages to their happiest and highest futures. Because the purpose of it is not to blame the person or people. The purpose of it is just to clear it. There's not a person on the planet who hasn't had an unhappy love relationship. Okay, we're all in this together. But to take control of it and to transmute it in that fashion, you're telling the universe that, yes, I do want to release these energies so I have an opening for something new. Because what happens is, of course, all of us, our heart has been wounded just by being on the planet. Okay? So the heart, again, I deal with heart intuition in my work as well. The heart is very key to the whole person because the heart is where the seat of the emotions. And so if a person can do some shifts within the heart, it can help them to have better communication with other people. It can help them to attract love. It can also help them just to have a lighter feeling and a more harmonious experience of life on a daily basis. So dealing with the heart is very crucial. And a ceremony like I described can actually help a person to create more of a balance within the heart.
Well, I like the fact that you gave an exercise, you know, a ceremony, because I do notice with people that, you know, they want to attract something new in their life, but their energy field is so filled with the past that it's like, how is there even room for anything new to come in? You know, and that's a great exercise to kind of make the space for maybe a different, you know, a different context of a more loving relationship of with someone you're in, or to make the space for someone new to come in.
Yes. Well, what it can do is really release a lot of hurts. And we've all been hurt, but a lot of times what that hurt does is it creates a block against other new energies coming in. Okay, so it's kind of like the ceremony is kind of like a washing machine. You know, it kind of takes those residual feelings of past relationships, puts it in the tumbler, and then it washes it out so that there is that opening like you mentioned. And that can make the world of difference for a person. And some people need to do that ceremony, you know, like once a month, say for 3 months, to really make a clearing. Because sometimes people have those residues, but they haven't looked at them for a very long time. And then they wonder why they're not attracting a new love.
Well, that makes sense. What if you were in a 20-year marriage that ended in divorce? You know, maybe doing that ceremony a little bit longer can help, you know, clear any things that keep coming up, because I'm sure new things would come up as you do that exercise.
Oh, definitely. Yes, that is really true. And, you know, so it's just something, plus it's something to give people something. It's also a great method to give people some action. Because sometimes when it's all thoughts and talking, okay, and there's nothing concrete to do, the thoughts go round and round. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but with my sessions, I also like to, when it's appropriate, I like to give people something physically to do, take action.
Okay, well, thank you for that. We have a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be speaking more with Shanti Rose of mysticnotes.com if you want more information, and we will be right back.
Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I have developed a proprietary system that reveals accurate insight into someone's personality traits called Namology Science. This science of unlocking the secrets hidden in a person's name has become so popular that I am offering a Namology Science coaching certification program. Join our international community of certified Namology coaches. Go to knowthename.com for details.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com. Would you like a tool to clear your energy field and raise your vibration instantly? Solfeggio Sound Healing from Earthly Frequencies is a new CD created to bring you earthly healing vibrations combined with higher dimensional galactic energy. Use this sound healing for meditation, massage therapy, releasing negativity, and astral travel. Solfeggio Sound Healing by Ted Winslow. Now available on iTunes and Amazon.com.
Well, thank you for joining us today, everyone. We're speaking with Shanti Rose. She's a professional clairvoyant, soul level, and heart path intuitive. And we are giving, well, Shanti is giving free readings, and we have a caller on the line. And Richard, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
So, Richard, I'm going to have you give your day of birth, your month of birth, and your city to Shanti, okay? Then ask your question.
Okay, it's March 18, and it's Bellingham, Washington. And I was just wanting to know, I'm trying to connect with my closest friends out there, and just wanting to know how they're doing and, you know, what their spiritual feelings are.
So, Richard, it also helps me dial it in. Oh, what's your occupation?
Well, I do remodeling and maintenance, fixing up stuff for people.
Great. And what's the name of your friends? I need their names.
Well, my friend is his name, Douglas and Donald Newsom. They live in Paradise, California.
Okay. And what's the name of... Okay, and the name of the first person again?
Just the first name is fine.
Okay. Hey, what I see is, I see that they've got a lot of things that they're juggling right now. Is what I see. They're trying to pull together a lot of different aspects of their home life and their business life. How long since you've communicated with them?
Oh, on the phone, it's been just a week or so, but in life and all that, it's about 24 years.
Oh, okay. It looks like there's some unresolved stuff, and would you like to communicate with them directly?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, I do see that you might consider contacting them within the week would not be a bad idea. I do see that you at one time you had a very strong friendship with these people, and I would definitely see that to keep an open door there, and I suggest contact them. Okay.
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
Okay,
so my family.
Okay, so I see that would be a real good thing to do. Also, it would settle some things for you because you have a lot of cup energy, which is a lot of emotional energy, which is very positive, and you're a very loyal person. So when you put loyalty into people, you like to see things come to a positive conclusion. So for you, it's important to contact these people, okay, because of your loyalty, okay, and I wouldn't hold back. Okay, and you're a real good person. You're a real good support for others, and you need to give yourself credit for that. Okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, and you're also a very hard worker, and you need to give yourself credit for that. A lot of males like yourself are hardworking, and they don't slow down sometimes long enough to give themselves credit. And I want you to give yourself credit today, please. Would you do that?
Yes, I really appreciate that.
Okay, you have a good heart, and that's hard to find in this world. And I also want you to credit yourself for that, okay?
Thank you. Okay,
so the whole list, you got to credit yourself today. Also, you got to slow down because sometimes you work. How many hours a week do you work?
Right now, it's kind of like in a void. I mean, I'm kind of doing too many things at one time.
That's what I'm pointing out. So with all that you're trying to do, you know, don't overdo and take some time for sometimes to just be able to relax. Important for you because you have all that emotional energy, okay?
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay, and do you have any pets? Do you have any pets?
I left mine where I live, but I have this one that's been kind of been clinging to me lately.
Strange. Oh, okay. But anyway, you're a real good person, and I would connect with those people as soon as you feel it's the right time, okay?
Yeah, I would do that. I really appreciate that, because that's one of the things I've been thinking about every day.
Okay, then I would just complete that, because you need to feel like you're getting some closure there, and I see that's important for you. Now, do you have another question today?
No, today I'm just kind of like riding around, seeing things, and I just see a lot of things that I remember from the past, and it just made me really think about, you know, where I've been and what I've been missing out on.
Oh, good. Well, I think you're in a period of kind of sorting it out, which is really a positive thing to do, okay? And I wouldn't be hard on yourself about anything because you're a real good person, okay?
Thanks. Yeah. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day. And I'll have to call back to you again.
Okay, well, I would love to hear from you. So you take care, okay?
Thank you very much. You're very fine. You take care, too, now.
Okay.
Thank you, Richard.
You take care now. That's wonderful. How do you get my reading?
Thank you so much, Richard, for calling in. And if any of you would like a reading from Shanti, please call the station at 1-888-627-6008. Shanti, I'm glad you took that call today because it really shows that you do come from a heart space with your readings with people, and you create this energy of love and safety for them.
Well, I think that's important because to me, it's really a responsibility with what I do, okay? And so my responsibility is to uplift people, okay? Like, I won't tell people about some bad things, and, I won't alarm people because I don't think people need any of that, okay? I think all of us, myself included, what we're looking for is support and upliftment. So
well, also, I like that you are so much in integrity because, you know, what we focus on expands. And so if you can give people some insight into the positive aspects of their personalities or some positive actions they can take for healing, that really does help grow so much more than, you know, some of the fear-based stuff you see out there.
Yeah, that is true. And you know, also in the society and from when we were children, You know, you get mixed messages about yourself. I don't care who you are, okay? And some people, they take some of the messages about themselves that weren't so great, and they believe them. Okay, well, it's better to transmute it than believe it. And that's also a lesson I see that a lot of people need to learn. And it makes them happier.
Yeah, and happiness is so important in every aspect of our life, for healthy bodies and healthy finances and healthy relationships. And can you talk a little bit? I do want to cover this for sure on the show today, if you can.
Okay.
You know, this time of year brings up a lot of anxiety in people because they think, oh, I haven't had to see that nasty relative or that abusive parent or that abusive sibling for all year. And now I have to go see them at Thanksgiving or I have to see them at Christmas. You know, and I notice a lot of people who are empaths and they might not realize it, they can absorb that negative energy from toxic people. And, you know, I think a lot of people need healing this time of year that are going into these situations that are not healthy for them. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what your viewpoint is and some tips that you have for them?
Well, yes, because those people that are toxic, I call them bullies, emotional bullies. And if they have somebody in their family that they feel like they can bully, they just go for it. Now, if the person who's being bullied is more of a heart-centered person and not toxic, they need to learn how to not absorb that energy. So what you're saying is totally true. Now, also, they have the right to spend as little time interacting with those people as possible. If that person is
so, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I wish we could put that in capital letters, neon lights, and underline it, because so many people don't give themselves permission for that. So thank you for saying that.
Well, of course that's true. It's just like, okay, if you have a buffet, you can pick what you want to eat, right? And if there's something on that buffet that makes you sick, are you going to eat it? I don't think so. So with people's energies, it's the same thing. Now, we all have people, not just family members, that we have to deal with that we see as being somewhat toxic. Well, if you still have to deal with people like that, like let's say it's somebody at work, okay, and you have no choice, well, you can just shield yourself and keep your interactions brief and do not allow that person to push your buttons on any level. Because toxic people are looking around all the time for people to push their buttons. They like feed off the energy of pushing people's buttons, which is very sick, but that's where they're stuck at, okay? But we are not required to give our energy to those people. Also, they're looking for people to play that game with, and if they do it with you enough and you're not available for it, they'll find somebody else. So it's something you learn, I think, as you get older. I know when I was younger, I knew nothing about that, okay, and I was pretty open. But, it, you know, after a very long time, you know, I definitely learned my lesson, and now I'm very skillful at channeling energy different directions. And so with family members, especially at the holidays, we should give ourselves permission to spend as little or no time with family members that like to play those games. Also, if you have to interact with them, like let's say you're not going to go to the family gathering where they are, but you have to talk to them on the phone, I would keep things very matter-of-fact and brief, and then that's it, okay? And you have a right to do so. Also, you can change your rituals with some of those people. For some of those people, they might have a ritual with you of hurting your feelings, of sending toxic information your way, or being disrespectful, okay? So if you have to deal with them, for example, on the phone, just cut it to the quick. Be very cut and dry, and then get off the phone. If you're with them in person, you could also keep the interactions very brief, and you have a right to do so. By doing these things, you're showing yourself your self-love, and you have a right to do so. So some of these things, some of these tips around the holidays, I think, can be very, very helpful. Then it frees up your energy to be around people that do support you, that do genuinely love you, that aren't out to push your buttons, and that you have a genuine relationship with. So, you know, in this life, our energy is all we have, and we are not under any contract to hand our energy over to toxic people, whether it's family, friends, neighbors, whatever. So this is just something to be aware of.
Well, I know of some people that actually get like IBS or, you know, intestinal problems when they have to be around someone who is abusive, say, from childhood, and now they have to see them at a holiday or a funeral or at a wedding or some kind of big family function, you know, reunion or something, or they get migraines, or, you know, it can actually physically affect their body to be in the same event as these toxic people. And as someone who's been an observer of human behavior and involved in energy work over many years, it's, you can actually see that person shrink and that adult person shrink into like a childlike state almost when they're around someone who has been abusive to them in their past. And you know, staying away, you know, just, I think sometimes that's good, don't you?
Well, definitely, because if the other person has not changed, and see, it's very difficult for a toxic person to change because they're so entrenched in the behavior, and a toxic person, basically, they don't like themselves. Okay, and since they don't like themselves, how can they show love to any other person? Okay, and that's the thing to understand about toxic people. You think that they could just make a switch and turn their behavior around. But for a lot of them, it's almost impossible because they're also invested in that mindset, okay? And the other thing to know about toxic people is you keep thinking maybe that you're going to get love from them eventually if you just hang in there. Well, my analogy is that, okay, if I want orange juice and I go to an apple tree, am I going to get orange juice? It's not possible.
No. Right.
Orange, you know, it's not possible. So if we go to a toxic person and we think, okay, well, this time they're going to give me love, it's almost impossible. So you have to have your own mindset reset to what is in the realm of probability. If a person doesn't like themselves, if a person is toxic, it's almost impossible to get any kind of real interaction from them, and definitely almost impossible to get love because they don't have love for themselves.
Well, and I think it keeps that cycle going if you keep trying to go back for love and it just feeds them the energy. It's not really helping you.
It's not helping anybody. It's not helping them either because you're kind of doing a fantasy world with them. And you're kind of buying their facade. Because toxic people like to pretend that they're giving and loving, but underneath it, you know, they're not. Okay? So, you know, you just have to be skillful in using your energy so you're not wasting your energy on people that cannot reciprocate.
Well, I think that can actually empower a lot of people this time of year, Shanti, to hear your perspective, because you do your intuitive work from such a heart level that to hear you say it's okay to protect yourself, it's okay to, you know, hold on to your own energy and you know, it's okay to call it what it is very empowering, I think, for a lot of people who maybe are still stuck in that.
Well, especially around the holidays, don't let your family guilt trip you. And don't let toxic people outside of the family, don't let anybody that's toxic guilt trip you, because a lot of them, you know, that's what they play on, okay? So So you have to use your own intuition and your own insight to separate the true from the false, okay? And again, like I mentioned, the more you filter out the toxic people, the more energy you have for the genuine people, which will be a true relationship. You can't have a true relationship with a toxic person. They're not there.
Well, Shanti, we have a quick break. When we come back, I know you have some tips for people for inner harmony. So we have a quick break and we'll be right back with Shanti Rose.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Do you feel stuck? Do you feel empty or lost? Have you tried to clear what's not working from your life but have the same issues coming up over and over? There is hope. A heart and soul healing session can retrieve your soul and heal your heart so you can feel love, joy, peace, and abundance. Contact Claudia McNeely today at www.askclaudia.com and feel better now.
Hello, my name is Ted Winslow. And as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who were looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. We are speaking with Shanti Rose. She's giving us some great tips for inner harmony because the holidays are upon us. Shanti, can you talk about some tips that people can and do at home for inner harmony and some things that you can help them with now?
Yes, I certainly can. So the first tip for inner harmony and well-being is awareness. Awareness means to try to look within when you have the time to be aware of where you're putting your thoughts a lot of the time. Sometimes we're all so busy we get spun out. You know, we're not really paying attention to how much we're thinking about certain issues that maybe we need to release somewhat. And if we release thinking about things that are unpleasant, then we have more room for thinking things that are more uplifted. Also, honor yourself that you have the mental strength and focus to change that, okay? And if the thoughts keep coming in that are unpleasant, just try to, and this may sound simplistic, but it's actually quite powerful, just laugh them off. Tell yourself, oh, there it is again, and then brush it off like you're brushing dust off your sleeve, okay? And if you make that image to yourself, it can actually be quite powerful for turning those kinds of thoughts around. So awareness is really quite key, okay? It's like owning what a lot of your thoughts are, and immediately you can feel like you're getting some of your energy back. The next tip is about releasing stress. Releasing stress, especially for us in these modern times, is very important because there's so much stress around. One thing that helps is physical exercise. It can be, it can be going to a Zumba class. It can be popping in an exercise DVD into your player. It can be yoga. It can be walking. It can be anything. But the physical helps to release the stress from the body and the mind, so it's very important. Also, eating good food and not overdoing on bad food and too much sugar, because that actually affects the emotional body and also affects your thoughts and can increase your level of stress. So cleaning up your diet this time of year is also quite important. The next tip is create balance in your activities. In the United States, people work too much, okay? In Europe, a lot of people get 4 to 6 weeks a year for vacation, okay? We don't get that here. So in the United States, people have to be very aware of creating a balance between their work life and their play life, okay? Because a lot of people, they have no play life or recreation, hardly at all, compared to the amount of work that they do. And the balance means to give yourself a sense of rejuvenation outside of work. Put work out of your mind. Don't carry that list around in your mind. And have at least a day set aside a week where all that's put on the shelf. And you have to be proactive, because I know a lot of people that work 7 days a week, one way or the other, and it catches up with a person. Also, to balance out the work, overworking, you have to have periods of socialization. That also is very important to balance out for people that work too much. The next tip is have a support system. A support system is a group of people, family, friends, it can be coworkers, co-associates, but people that genuinely know you and genuinely care about you, who you can have genuine interactions with. Now, some of these people you'll just touch base with once in a while. Others you'll have a more constant contact with. But it's important because it's very rejuvenating for the emotional body to have those kinds of people in our lives. And if you don't have enough of those people in your lives, then, you know, look at places like, I don't know if you've heard of meetup.com. Now, meetup.com is all over the country, and you can go there for your area, and there's all kinds of meetings for just about any type of interest or hobby that you can think of. And a lot of them are very small groups. The group might be less than 10 people. And then some of the groups are larger, several hundred people. But it's a very low-key way to meet new people and see if that's a good fit for you, okay? So, you know, that's a good suggestion to make that balance in your life with the lead support system. And to not put it off. I mean, like, go look at meetup.com if you don't have enough people, or get in touch with a few people in your area that you've got out of touch with, you know, things like that, so you can put it back in place. The next tip is make time for play, hobbies, and recreation. As children, we all played, and we all let loose that spontaneous side of ourselves, and all of us still have that inner child, okay? And so it's still important to touch base with that, okay, and to have some hobbies or sports, or some kind of recreation where we're bringing that to the forefront. I often suggest to a lot of people to go to the toy store, don't overthink it, and buy a little toy that they can put right by their computer. Could be a little stuffed animal, could be a little robot, could be something funny. Just something to remind you, even if it's your computer, that, you know, that inner child is still with you and still wants to be honored, okay? Especially for all of us, you know, these days that tend to work too much. And it's a little symbol for you, put right by your computer, that, you know what, I don't care how much work you're doing today, let's try to incorporate that inner child, because that's very important. Okay, and then some of the most important tips for inner harmony and well-being, of course, have to do with spiritual life. As spiritual life, to make room for that, there's a lot of things that we can do. One of them is to make it a point to find and read some spiritual books, because that's when we're in a relaxed state of mind, and there's so many of them out there that it's very rejuvenating for the inner soul. and it gives us more of a broader perspective about our lives. And also, there's so many spiritual books that we can just pick and choose and gravitate towards the ones that suit our particular personality. And it's very soothing. I mean, even if you only have time at night sometimes to read maybe 15 minutes or a half an hour, you know, you're able to claim that space and put your mind on those types of things and push the work stuff to the side. And it can be very, very calming. And I do suggest that for people, especially people that have gotten out of the habit of reading. Also, music is a beautiful way to tap into the spiritual side of ourselves. I know Christina's husband, Ted, does the beautiful angelic music, which I recently had the pleasure to listen to. And so I recommend Ted's music and any music that is very uplifting. Music is about the most healing thing imaginable because it goes beyond the intellect and the mind. Music goes beyond our thoughts directly to the heart and directly to the emotional body. So to have music that is created for that purpose is a very powerful tool. And I strongly suggest you look into that. Again, Christina's husband does the beautiful angelic music, which you should listen to.
And his music.
And
thanks for mentioning that, because he's giving away the MP3 albums next week's show to any callers. So if you want some healing music, you know, definitely tune in. So Shanti, we only have a few minutes left, and I really want to talk about a little bit more about what you offer people, because I'm sure after listening to this show, a lot of people would like to contact you. So your website is mysticnotes.com. And so you give phone readings, is that correct?
Yes, I give phone readings from Northern California. And I do readings, I can do readings from 30 minutes up to 90 minutes. And I can cover a lot of ground for anyone in that amount of time. And the way I structure my readings is I start with a general reading, and then we can go right into questions. And I take questions about just about any life area that you're interested in. The only things I don't look at, I don't look at medical things, and I'm not the kind of psychic that looks at people that have died. You know, it's just not my thing. I mean, I honor people that do that. It's just not my thing. And then the other thing I offer is I offer intuitive life coaching. Now, that's structured individually for each person. Some people would like to have structure it from a month to 3 months, and then I can work with them with a session once a week or once every other week. So those are the life coaching intuitive sessions are very individualized. So for any of these sessions, do contact me. I'd love to talk to you. Oh, and I also offer a free introductory talk. Anybody can contact me, and I'll give you a free, we can do an introductory chat. It's not a reading. And then we can see if we're a good fit for each other.
I love that you offer that, Shanti. And, you know, I've personally received a reading from Shanti, and I can tell you she's really good. And she's very heart-centered, as you heard with the call with Richard today. So you got a little taste of how she works, and very definitely accurate. So Shanti Rose, her phone number, if you would like to schedule a reading or have an introductory chat, is 831-728-4570. It's Shanti Rose at website mysticnotes.com. Shanti, we're out of time, but I want to thank you. This has been a lovely show. Thank you so much for being on.
Oh, thank you, Christina. Many blessings to you.
Thank you so much, and back to you. And to all of you listening, thank you so much for taking time to share with us today. We hope some of Shanti's tips will help you in the holidays. And please connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and at the BBS Radio, Reach for It Radio homepage. Thank you all. God bless, and have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.